Matthew Stuckey here, and I want to make a quick video exposing some myths of the religion of Zoroastrianism. Zoroastrianism was a religion that was a lot more prominent in the past. Today there's only a few hundred thousand, as far as statistics state, that are surviving today. And it's a religion that kind of got driven out by the Muslims, and they went into India, where there's several hundred thousand are worshiping the religion today. But it used to be the big religion of ancient Persia. It used to be a very, very prominent religion. And so there's a lot of myths that you hear about Zoroastrianism. And I just wanted to dispel three of those really quickly here. One thing you often hear is this, that Zoroastrianism was the first monotheistic religion, that it was the first religion that had a belief in one God. And every religion before that was polytheistic. Now, the problem with that right off the bat is that the first two people that ever existed were Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve and Seth and Abel and Jacob and Abraham and all of the characters that came before Jesus Christ, they believed in the same God that we do today. They believed in the living God. They believed in the true God. Now, they look forward toward the coming Messiah, whereas we look back at the Messiah, the Savior who already came. But they believed in the same living God that we do today. You know, God eternally existed as three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and he still exists as three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. One God that exists in three persons. And God has not changed. He has always been like that. So they believe in the same God that we do today. So right off the bat, that's not the first monotheistic religion, because you have to realize that religion is not necessarily a bad thing. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Adam and Eve, they believed in the true God. Okay, they were not Zoroastrians. You know, another thing is that Zoroastrianism is a dualistic religion. They believe in two gods. They don't even believe in one God. So that dispels the idea that they are the first monotheistic religion. They believe in Ahura Mazda and Angra Mainyu. And you say, well, what's the difference? Here's the difference. Ahura Mazda is good. Angra Mainyu is bad. And they believe that eternally existing, there was a good and a bad force, okay? And that it is a close battle. Well, this is very different between God and the devil, because the devil did not exist eternally. The devil was created, and the devil is no match for God. So they do believe in two gods, right? Ahura Mazda and Angra Mainyu. And when you listen, this is a debate people have. Should they be called monotheistic or dualistic? Well, they only worship one God, but they believe in two eternal forces that are powerful. So they believe in a dualistic system, which is different than the Bible. The other thing is this, there are a lot of denominations within Zoroastrianism, just like there are in pretty much every religion. And so there are varied beliefs in some of the things they believe, and some maybe they wouldn't hold to that as strictly with Angra Mainyu like most do today. But their beliefs are very similar to Hindu-type beliefs in terms of spirits and gods and various things that they worship. And that's going to make more sense in a second. But claiming they're the first monotheistic religion does not make sense, okay? It is not biblical. And so, number one, they are not the first monotheistic religion. Number two, they're not the world's oldest religion as they claim. They claim to be the world's oldest religion, but that's not true. Once again, Adam and Eve, they were not Zoroastrians, and so they're not the oldest. It's not the oldest organized religion that existed, okay? Another thing is this, when you look at Zoroastrianism, they derive from the Vedic religion. They follow the Vedas, okay? Just like the Hindus claim today to follow the Vedas, which they really don't, which is a whole other topic, Zoroastrians, they really do follow the Vedic religion. And so this is why you see that in the Vedic tradition, how making burning and fires was an obsession of them, and women would often burn themselves to death after their husbands died. And if they refused, they would be thrown in. It's a practice called the Sati practice, which Hindus would follow for a long time, although it would slowly vanish away. Well, this comes from the Vedic tradition. It comes from the Vedas, which are the eternal truth of God, according to the Hindus today, even though they don't really follow it as they practice eating cows and things like that in the Vedas. However, the Zoroastrians, they do really follow it very strictly. Their obsession is fire. That's what their religion's all about, is just keeping that fire going. And you say, well, where did that come from? It came from the Vedas, which they follow. You say, well, how did they come from the Vedas? Well, over in India, they worshipped, you know, basically two main gods at the time, Indra and Varuna. Now, they've kind of changed the names of the various gods, and they have just a multiplicity of gods, even though they believe in this one overall spirit. But they worship all these different gods, and Indra was starting to take over for Varuna. Now, what happened was that Zoroaster, or Zarathustra, which is the founder of Zoroastrianism, you know, he wanted to follow Varuna. He believed that was the one, that was the god that they should be following. And so that's what they did follow. However, the name was changed from Varuna to Ahura Mazda, okay, Ahura Mazda, over in the Iranian area. Obviously, geography and stuff has changed since this time. This is a long time ago. But basically, you know, Varuna, they moved over and started worshiping with the name changed to the name of Ahura Mazda. But you can look up anything, and it's a fact. It's the same god that they were following. So here's the thing about this. It's not the world's oldest religion, because it's coming from the Vedic tradition, the Vedic religions. They followed the Vedas, and they just changed the name. So it's not the first monotheistic religion, and you could question whether you consider that monotheistic when they believe in, you know, two eternal gods, and they worship a multiplicity of gods, even though they might, or even though some Zoroastrians believe in this one you know, essence that's out there. And you can look at them and they're not the world's oldest religion. So they're not the first monotheistic religion. They're not the world's oldest religion or the world's oldest organized religion. But also, another thing you hear is that the three magi were Zoroastrian priests. The reason why they say this is one of the names for the Zoroastrian priests is magi. And the Bible translates this as wise men. It does not say magi. Now, modern translations have perverted this, and some of them say wise men, and they'll say, well, there's three Zoroastrian priests that visited baby Jesus. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't say three to begin with, and that's a whole other topic. But the Bible translates it as wise men. It's not magi, okay? They're not Zoroastrian priests. Why would a Zoroastrian priest visit Jesus Christ, which is about a different religion and a different belief system? It doesn't make any sense. You say, well, what is a wise man? Well, the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. Now, there are false sorcerers that are labeled as wise men, which are the priests or spiritual leaders of false religions. But being a wise man is someone who actually wins souls. And so these were godly people that visited the Lord Jesus Christ, that believed in this coming Messiah, and they were there when he actually came. These were not Zoroastrian priests. So number one, Zoroastrianism is not the first monotheistic religion. Number two, it's not the world's oldest religion or the world's oldest organized religion. And number three, those three magi were not three Zoroastrian priests. And just kind of in conclusion, Zoroastrianism is a dying religion. It is a false religion. It's a wicked religion, just like any false religion. It is dying out. It is going away. And they fled to India because Muslims kind of took over. But here's the thing. It makes sense they fled to India because they are a Vedic religion. They come from that Vedic tradition. And so it makes sense that they went home to their, you know, mother country of India. But it is a false, wicked religion. Thank you, and God bless.